Getting ready to buy or sell a home in 30, 60, or 90 days? Then check out BundleSelect.com to find out how you could save 20% or more on your entire transaction. Save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. Bundle Select's hand-picked team of experts will compete for your business, so you'll save thousands of dollars by bundling all of these services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Kucher with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. By bundling services like real estate, lending, and title, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Act now, and this new model could save you money on your move, lower your interest rate, or cover your closing costs. Visit BundleSelect.com. That's BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with a national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. Bundle Select, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker, license number 0046-6902.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Kucera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Kucera.
Welcome in. Good afternoon. Joe Kucera with Real Estate Radio Live as we kick off the week here. We are underway. Just remember, for more information, you could go to reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. We're with you typically 3 days a week. We do the podcast, and remember, the focus is always education, information. That's been the focus since day one, ever since we started the show. We also have some great guests during the week. If everything goes well, we'll have Jack Russo back this week to do his live show on starting something new in Silicon Valley. We've been doing that series. It's been really, really exciting and fun. If you need to reach me during the week, it is 408-838-9060, or you could always email Joe at reradiolive.com. The topic today, we're going to do a series. Might not be able to get to the all three parts this week, but the part one, consumer alert this week, is going to be the real vision, or version, I should say, of the new Keller Williams model. And for the consumers out there, this is predominantly, obviously, for the consumers. The real estate industry follows the show as well. But there's been a lot of buzz and talk about a lot of different changes that are taking place in the real estate industry. And there are. If you've been following this show, you know that I've been talking about this for several years. We've come up with our own solution. We have a great program out there offered to consumers to bundle their services direct to the consumer. The industry has been changing drastically, and it will continue to do so. Again, you've heard me talk about this for over 2 years. It's coming, and now it's here. And you'll hear more and more a lot of these real estate companies that are coming out, and they'll share this vision with you of things that are changing and the way the model is going to change and what they're going to do and how it's going to really relate to the consumer. One of the things I want to talk about today is really tell the real version of this new model that Keller Williams is coming out with. If you want more information, go just Google the new vision of Keller Williams. The reason I want to bring this up is because, you know me, I, for almost 8 years now, the focus is consumer awareness, consumer feedback, education, information. So anytime I see something or hear something that's in the marketplace that I think that is somewhat misleading and misguiding the consumer, I'll jump in and I'll put my opinion and my 2 cents in. And I'm willing to have that debate with anyone. I'm willing to take information, take calls, take feedback. But I study this stuff every single day on a regular basis. So when something comes up that's being announced in the industry, I like to take that, digest it, and then really get it back to you, the consumer, and how it might affect you. So the announcement the last couple of weeks has been that Keller Williams is a big real estate firm nationwide. They have thousands and thousands of agents working for them. And a new model that Gary Keller came out with and talked about was going to be that they were going to, in order to preserve and keep the real estate structure and the commission structure, they were going to offer a mortgage with their services, so Keller Mortgage. And this mortgage was going to be free to the consumer. And so that's a really, really dangerous thing to say, first of all, free to the consumer, because it's a slippery slope in the mortgage industry when you're offering a mortgage rate or a mortgage to someone. There's so much more that goes behind that. A mortgage is really you've heard me talk about this before. A mortgage is really about the interest rate. And what I mean by that is you have to look at the interest rate and the APR to really figure out what type of mortgage rate you have. It's very deceiving, and I'll try not to be too confusing about this because it is a confusing component. Now, if the mortgage rate today, kind of the average mortgage rate for 0 points and standard closing costs, let's say, is 4%, just for sake of our conversation. Let's just say overall, if you do a research and you're out there today on the internet and you're calling your friends and people you know and you say, you kind of come to the conclusion, it looks like the interest rate on a 30-year fixed is at 4% with maybe $3,000 of total closing costs, roughly. You called 10 people, 7 out of 10 people was pretty much the same, pretty close. That's probably the going interest rate. The problem with mortgage rates, ladies and gentlemen, is it depends on who's offering them, where they're offering them, what kind of comp plan they have of people that are offering this, what kind of overhead and structure they have. It is such a moving target, you have to really be careful when you're offering these things. So it's a really misleading, to me, this is a misleading model and concept when they say that, and I'll get more into detail about this. Interest rates are very confusing, and they're hard to digest and figure out what you're getting. So when I started this, talking about this example of 4%, so let's just say that that was kind of the market rate for that day, right? 4% at $3,000 of closing costs, roughly, for this example. And you find someone that says, listen, at 4%, what I could do is I could pay for all your closing costs. I could get you $3,000 of credit at this interest rate of 4% and pay for all those closing costs. That's an offer. That could change, right? So if you did your homework and your research and you think the majority of the market was offering 4% with $3,000 in closing costs, if someone came back and said, hey, listen, I could pay for all your closing costs at that interest rate of 4%, then that would be a good deal, right? You're thinking, hey, the market bears 4% at $3,000 cost. I can get them paid for. So you did your due diligence. That's kind of how this works. It's more complicated than that because a lot of the stuff you hear online or see advertised, unfortunately, it's deceptive marketing because they want to get you to call or email or check in with them. So a lot of stuff you'll see, and we deal with this all the time. Joe, you're saying 4%, but I'm seeing 3.75%. But when you look closely at the disclosures, you see that that 3.75% means you have to pay an origination fee or a point or more closing costs to get that interest rate. So you're actually buying your interest rate down. Don't try to keep this all to memory because it's very confusing. And they, unfortunately, the government makes this way and the CFPB, which has to be changed hopefully anytime soon, will make this more simplified. It's a very confusing offer to the consumer is what I'm telling you. So first and foremost, work with someone you trust. So this offer that Keller Williams is making is they're saying, hey, listen, you list with us or you work with us, we're going to get you a loan and we're going to do a zero-cost loan, zero-point loan, whatever they're calling it. And they're having consumers take a look at this documentation when a listing agent is getting ready or a buyer agent is, I should say, representing. So if you're working with a Keller Williams agent, they're going to show you documentation and a contract that shows we're offering you a mortgage. And this mortgage is going to be a zero cost to you. And be very, very aware about this so-called zero cost. It is so confusing behind the scenes that you would not understand. So I'm going to try to explain this to you the easiest I can, and it's not that easy because there are so many moving parts. Okay? When someone says they're offering you a zero-cost loan, all that could mean is that if the going interest rate today is 4%, they are increasing the interest rate to, let's say, 4.375, and what they're going to do by increasing that interest rate to you, the consumer, they're going to use that additional credit to pay for all your costs. So they're calling it a zero cost or 0 point loan. This is deceptive behavior. I'm not saying they're doing that. I'm suggesting that this is how difficult it is when you make an offer that way. You have to be more clear. This is also the problem when one entity is trying to be everything to everybody. And I'll explain more about that in the second segment of the show today. So you have to be careful when someone's saying we're going to offer you a 0 point or zero cost loan. There's so much more to that. You have to do the research. You have to find out, what does that mean? What's my interest rate? They also have to give you a loan estimate, which is called an LE. They have to disclose that to you based on today's market rate, the closing costs, the interest rate. It's a lot more complicated than they're making it sound. Don't be fooled by this practice. I'm not saying it might not work for them. I'm not saying it might not work for you. I'm not saying it might not be a good idea for some people. I'm saying be careful, because there's more to this. The other thing I'll bring up before we take a quick break here, too, is be very careful. So when you're saying, if you list with us or you work with us, we're going to get you a zero-cost loan, right? Let's just say on the surface that is true. You do your due diligence and you realize, hey, this is exciting. I'm saving $5,000 or $6,000 by getting this loan with Keller Williams. But guess what? That also might mean that you are paying a premium on your real estate fees. What if someone was charging you 2.5% or 3%? Even on the buy side, remember, you have benefits on the buy side. A lot of people don't know this. What if the agent was making 3% representing you as a buyer and you were buying a $1 million home? Okay? That means they make $30,000 for that transaction. And they're focusing and telling you, hey, great news, we're going to get you a zero-cost loan or zero-point loan, right? So let's say you do your homework and you save $5,000 or $6,000. Let's just say that you, after doing all the homework, you figure out, hey, this is saving me $5,000 or $6,000. But what they're not telling you is, what if they gave you a credit at closing for $7,000 or $8,000, which most people get when they're working on the buy side of a transaction? So guess what? You just lost out on $2,000 or $3,000 potentially. So this 0.0 cost loan that someone's trying to sell to you, they're cross-selling and they're making it somewhere else, or they're overcharging somewhere else. Again, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but this is the confusing part of when you have one industry trying to dominate all the components of a real estate transaction. That's why we advocate having a third party, objective third party, like Bundle Select or anything else out there, that is totally objective, that is negotiated on your behalf, the consumer, instead of having the industry dictate those three parts of the component that they could be manipulating pricing with. You have to understand how this works. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to continue talking about the Consumer Alert this week. We're going to do a couple different series, the real version of the new Keller Williams model. I'm trying to explain to consumers, be careful, understand what you're getting into, and this is not the first. There's going to be a lot of changes in the industry as they come down the pike. I will share them with you. This is Joe Couture with Real Estate Radio Live. We're going to take a quick break. I'll be back with you in a minute.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com.
Getting ready to buy or sell a home in 30, 60, or 90 days? Then check out BundleSelect.com to find out how you could save 20% or more on your entire transaction. Save on real estate, lending, and title. With BundleSelect.com, technology and a personal concierge are at your service to save you time and money. Bundle Select's hand-picked team of experts will compete for your business, so you'll save thousands of dollars by bundling all of these services. BundleSelect.com gives you all the control, including using your own realtor. I'm Joe Couture with Real Estate Radio Live, and I have been on the radio educating consumers for years. By bundling services like real estate, lending, and title, you could save tens of thousands of dollars. Act now, and this new model could save you money on your move, lower your interest rate, or cover your closing costs. Visit BundleSelect.com. That's BundleSelect.com.
The estimated minimum savings are based on a comparison with the national average. Individual results may vary, and the estimated savings are not guaranteed. Bundle Select, Inc. is a licensed real estate broker. California Bureau of Real Estate Broker, license number 0046-6902.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's topic or guests, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for today's edition of Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Couture.
Welcome back in. Joe Couture with Real Estate Radio Live. Today we are talking about the consumer alert. We're going to be doing a series. Anytime something comes up in the industry that's changing, I think there's some deception out there. I'm going to bring it to your attention. I'm going to continue to do that. That's my commitment to you, the consumer. For 8 years now, we've been bringing this information to you, education information to help you make more wise decisions in and around your real estate. Today, I'm talking about the real version of this new Keller Williams model that's being talked about and advertised in the marketplace. The industry is probably more aware about it than the general consumer. The problem is the general consumer is very, very confused by the whole real estate industry and lending industry. And unfortunately, to be honest with you, they like it that way because they want to try to control the transaction, because most people in any industry are afraid of one thing. They're afraid of a more educated, informed consumer. It's sad to say, but they are. And the reason why is because things are changing and they always will be changing. And when you have a more educated, informed consumer, you hear me say this a lot, they demand more, they want more, they want better service, they want better pricing, they want you to be competitive. And, you know, whether we like it or not, that's the way the world works. And so my take is we have to make adjustments in our industry to satisfy the consumer's needs. We have to adjust and adapt to what the consumer wants. As an industry, the old school way was that we set the rules, we dictate to the consumer. That is no longer the case. It's still lagging behind in this industry, but slowly but surely over the next 3 to 5 years, more and more it will be driven by the consumer. The consumer's decision, they're more informed, they're going to have more information at their hands, they're going to be able to see this information, understand it better. Unfortunately, we have confused them. As an industry, we have confused the consumer in the way we do this. So I was talking about before the first break, and be really careful with these offers, that in this case, Keller Williams is offering, they're going to have this no cost or zero cost mortgage if you work with them. Again, it's easier said than done. First of all, that is a big, big, big mysterious estimate when they say that to you, because you know where the rate's coming from. You know what kind of costs associated with that loan. It's very deceptive. Be careful. Number two, even if they do save you a couple $1,000s on your mortgage, they could be overcharging you on the real estate side. See, so this is the bait and switch you have to be careful with. A lot of people in the industry aren't going to like this, but that's too bad. We're here to talk about the consumer, and we're here to be transparent. And that's what's important, to be transparent. Your fees are your fees. The costs are the cost. That's fine no matter what they are, no matter what your model is, as long as the consumer understands what they are. So if you charge 6% to list the house, the consumer knows. If you charge 4%, the consumer knows. Real simple, right? You sell a house for $1 million, this is your cost. The mortgage piece of it is a lot more complicated. I wish it wasn't, but it is. Traditionally, what you have, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll spell this out in this show today, and I'll get more detailed later this week or next week. Traditionally, this is how the industry has worked, and this is what I really want you to focus on. If you're out there listening to this show, please, please understand. Call if you have any questions. Traditionally, it works like this. Over the years, the real estate industry has kind of dictated the lead, the initial consumer in this, the drive of this component of this transaction. So because of that, all of the major real estate firms, Coldwell Banker, Intero, Keller Williams, Sereno, I could go on and on, REMAX, Century 21, Sotheby's, all these real estate groups, for the most part, have relationships with two other industry components here. Most of them have a joint venture financial relationship with a lender. Most of them have a joint venture financial relationship with a title company. Now, stick with me here. So every time you do a transaction with a real estate company, if they refer their lender and their title company to you, they are making additional money on you, the consumer, on the back end of that transaction. Is that illegal? No, it's legal. Here's my point behind it. They are making money on other entities where you could be getting a discount and working with someone that would be willing to give you a discount if you only knew what was going on. This is why full disclosure, transparency is so important to this industry, and it's not there yet. That's the traditional model in this industry. My take is that's got to stop. That's why we created Bundle Select. The reason for that is you have totally independent people running a company that are looking out for the consumer. What does that mean? We get relationships with real estate companies, lenders, and title companies that are willing to give you, the consumer, a discount. So when we do that, we vet that out, and Bundle Select and these groups that are the companies that are doing this for the benefit of the consumer, they get a referral fee from a real estate company, right? But they don't upcharge, and we don't charge more on the backside to the disadvantage of the consumer, and that's what's happening in this industry. Again, a lot of this is confusing because it's going on behind the scenes, and most people just are very trustworthy. But I'm suggesting this industry is changing, the market is changing, and my job in this show is to educate you, the consumer, on what's going on and what's the benefit, best benefit for you. Now, you know I'm a big advocate of using the best realtors out there, the best people in lending and title. I'm a big advocate of that. I am not one of these people that says, get rid of the people. We need good people. There's nothing like working with one of the top-rated real estate agents, people in lending and title and escrow. However, you have to understand what you're getting into. The models that have been created over the years by some of these real estate companies do not favor the consumer. And that's what's changing, and that's what I'm talking about today. You have to distinguish the difference, you have to be transparent, and you have to do what's better for the consumer. So as I wrap things up here, again, this model that Keller Williams is talking about, be very, very careful. It's a suspicious model because what they're trying to do is bring in all these services, including mortgage, insurance, property management. If you listen to this video and read this information by Mr. Keller with Keller Williams, they are trying to gain money in all these other aspects, which is fine. There's nothing illegal about that. But they're trying to do that so that they could continue to charge the exorbitant real estate fees and rates that they do today. They're trying to preserve that model by saying, listen, we're going to charge you this high rate to sell your home or represent to buy a home, but hey, here's the good news. We don't want to make the adjustment on our side. What we'd rather do is go find a partner and try to talk to you about how we're going to give you a discount on property management, homeowners insurance, mortgage, so that we don't have to make an adjustment on our side. I'm sorry, but that's not going to work. It is not going to work long term. People are smart. Consumers are intelligent. They're more informed. They'll understand this. They'll get it. They'll figure it out, and they'll make the adjustment. So all I'm saying really in this message today is, a consumer, when you're listening to this, tell your friends, family, coworkers, call me, do a little research, totally objective on what we're doing here. A lot of people don't understand what they're getting into, and it's a very expensive venture. And all I'm suggesting is that be very, very careful when you're making a decision who you're going to work with on the real estate and lending side. Be very, very careful of what the cost is going to be, who you're working with, what the reasons for that is. And not only that, what are your thoughts when someone is trying to cross-sell you on five or six different products? Does it make you wonder if you sit down with a real estate agent, with Keller Williams or for anybody else for that matter, and they say, listen, we're not only going to help you buy your house today, but we're going to set you up with homeowners insurance, and we're also going to do your mortgage. And if you have any rentals, we might be able to help you with the property management side. We might be able to do some other, you know. What are the odds that that real estate agent has a grasp in an area of an intelligence and skill set around all three or four of those components? What are the odds that that real estate agent that's cross-selling you on these products has an area of expertise in mortgage, insurance, and also property management or whatever? I'll tell you what it is. The odds are almost zero. It's impossible for one person to be an expert in one area and say that they're also an expert in all these five or six other areas. They're cross-selling, which is fine. Again, there's nothing illegal about that. Just understand what it means and what it means to you. It is changing. This industry is changing drastically. All I'm saying is, you, the consumer, when you're listening to this, if you have any questions, if you don't quite understand, if you're not sure you're getting the right information, give me a call. Check in with us. Go to bundleselect.com. That is the model that is transparent. That is the model that is reaching out to the best real estate agents, lenders, and title companies. and getting discounts and great service for you, the consumer, so that you benefit from the changing market and technology and industry. That's what that's about. And that's what we'll continue to do here at Real Estate Radio Live. All right, we're going to have to duck out for the day. Thanks again for listening. Remember, you could always reach us at 408-838-9060. Thanks for those that are following us on Facebook. Continue to do that. For more information, you could always go to reradiolive.com. Keep an eye on the show. We should have Jack Russo back with us this week and much, much more. Take care and have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.